I'd like to just start out with a scripture right away to kind of set the tone for this. Let's turn to Genesis 1:26. It's just one verse, and I think it's very familiar. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds in the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." What we see here is that God said He made us, you and I, in His image. My title today is Building a Strong Family of God. To create as God is creating us in His image, to create as we learn to produce offspring, to be or have the opportunity to be born in the family of God. He is building a family, isn't he? He wants a lot of offspring. So that's why he tells us to be fruitful and multiply, because he's building a family. As what the feast pictures. The Feast of Tabernacles pictures a family, doesn't it? A family of God, a future family born in the image of God. John 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave his power to become the sons of God." We see here sons, offspring, being born into the very family of God. Then we'd like to turn to Romans 8, verse 15. Romans 8 was here somewhere. I didn't mark my Bible again, as I usually forget. Boy, there it is. Romans 8, verses 15 through 17. It says, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but have received the spirit of adoption." That's a critical word. "The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Wow, there's a lot in those scriptures, isn't there? We're going to be just like Jesus Christ is, and just like his Father. We're going to be glorified, and just as like the brightness of the sun. This is the plan that God has for us, or part of his plan, being born into his family. You know, we can't turn there because there's a lot of verses to it, but you can look also in 1 Corinthians 15 sometimes. We are all familiar with that. So we're not going to be in this corruptible body anymore. We're going to be changed from corruption to incorruption, from this physical mortal to immortality. Brethren, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are God's family. Yes, we may be physical, but we need to be practicing being one family. Not only practicing, truly be a family, the family of God. We are now to grow as a family, doing these things as families do. We know that in some scriptures it shows the apostles going from home to home, breaking bread, fellowshipping, sharing time and their food and their sustenance with one another, spending time sharing a meal. And of course, if a meal isn't available, maybe just a cup of coffee. This maybe could be a more like a hospitality or a hospitable sermonette, but to do these things, we draw closer, won't we, if we're communicating with one another, visiting with one another. That's one thing I enjoyed about the feast this year. We did one lot of visiting, and we were able to be able to get to know people more, get to know their needs, get to know more about our prayer list to be increased. Because if we're not together, how are we going to build that bond? The word brother in Strong's in G1 means as a connective particle, a brother literally or figurative, and one more, and the womb. Don't know if you thought about that as being a womb, brother meaning in the womb, but we are in the womb. We are spirit. God's spirit is with our spirit. You know, where it said years ago, we are as an embryo, spiritually growing in the spirit. Holy Spirit waiting to be born into the family of God. We my family are to be closer than ever before, even closer than our own blood relatives. We're a whole separate kingdom, a whole separate family than what we have been brought up with from our physical family. So I know there's times when we may have to give up on some of them if it calls for it. I know my brother has given up on me because of church. So there's other relatives who don't want anything to do with the church. So we have to be willing to be a family within ourselves. And if it means that we have to allow that to go, then we must, because they will be called someday. They'll be in God's kingdom. I firmly believe that. But in Deuteronomy 5:16, I know this is the day we're supposed to have blessing with little children. I kind of geared this around that, but I don't think we have any children here to bless. But it is in with the family theme. Deuteronomy 5:16, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded thee, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord your God gives thee. Where we are now is where we need to be. Children, there is so much happiness and joy when we are obedient to our parents or parent, whatever the situation may be in our lives, because God has a promise. If we're honoring our family, our mothers and fathers, what is that? There's a blessing in that. I know when I was young, and maybe some of the younger kids here, my superheroes were like Superman and Batman, and you know, as time went on, you know, the Transformers, these great powerful beings. All that power means nothing, although it is fake, of course. But let's think the power that you will have if we're obedient to our God and going this way in the kingdom of God and following the way and to be baptized in the family. You'll be bright as the sun, just as the power of Jesus Christ. What a blessing that will be, isn't it, if we're obedient and following the way of God. Brethren, this is the Sabbath that we have, the blessing of, well, I just said that. I got ahead of myself in my notes. We need to pay attention to the little children. Children have wonderful attitudes. They're more humble. They seem to be more forgiving. Sometimes us adults, we kind of about ready maybe to punch someone in the nose instead of, you know, going up and give a hug or something like a little child may. And there's no differences in color of skin with young children. There's no racism. Children just have a way about them. And that's what Jesus brought into in the scripture. As we could turn to Matthew 19 in verse 13 through 14. There were brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked him. The disciples didn't understand a lot of things, it seems like, because why would they push little children away from Jesus? They just didn't understand it. He used the little children as an example. And in verse 14, but Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for if such is the kingdom of heaven. We adults truly need to be as a little child, humble and loving and forgiving. So a scripture we all know very well, unless there's someone new here, no, there isn't, I don't believe, but in Psalm 133, we're very familiar with that. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard of even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded a blessing forevermore. How good and how pleasant it is. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the church of God's were, well, we think the same, but we seem to be separate for some reason. There needs to be unity in a closer family unit between all the churches. And I think there's a good spirit there. We do believe a lot, but there seems to be that little separation for some reason. We are all in the womb of the church, soon to be born in that one great family. We must see each other as a family, and to be committed, we must leave all behind that needs to be left behind to serve God and man, just as is brought out in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 38. To build unity, we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves. We must be here to fellowship, to take part in the spiritual conversations. At baptism, we became a family. It wasn't just me being baptized and just me alone. We're a family. That's a lot different. When we greet one another, are we greeting old John Doe and Sally or whatever? How about my sister Sally or my brother John? Instead of looking at it as individual, some person who we just know at church, how about making it more like a family, a greeting? Yes, the feast was a little taste of the good to come, but most of all, it teaches unity, love, and faith to God, and love to one another. So, brethren, let's build the family of God, breaking bread, sharing our lives with one another, and preparing to be born into the spiritual family. And we know that the family has to be strong. In any civilization, a strong family is a strong country. We can see where the families are in disarray in our country and look at all the problems that are out there. So we in the Church of God need a spiritual family, a close family unit. If we are not in unity, the family suffers. So brethren, let's be one family, close together, and let's start breaking bread.